Real Talk Real Muslims is a podcast by two young Muslims who talk about the good, the bad, and the ugly of life as a young Muslim today.
Welcome back to Real Talk Real Muslims, a podcast where we share our experiences as first-generation American Muslims, and we aim to connect with other young Muslims to let them know that they are not alone in their struggles. This is Rawan.
And this is Rand. So today we're going to do a little like fun episode, and since we've been talking about like really serious topics recently with the taboo series and stuff like that, we just wanted to like take a break and do something fun and share our opinions with you guys.
So today we are going to be reading through a list of unpopular opinions that we have compiled from Twitter. The internet, Twitter, TikTok, whatever, and we're going to be giving you guys our opinions on them. So this is just supposed to be like a fun, interesting episode, and as we kind of go through this episode, maybe you guys can like go along in your heads too and kind of give your own opinions on these and let us know what you think on Instagram too.
I also know that we said like it's going to be like a fun episode, but honestly I have some like really like big opinions about these topics.
Yeah, maybe our opinions will be serious on some of these. Okay, so let's just go ahead and jump right in. So the first one, unpopular opinion, putting a period at the end of your text message adds aggression.
Yeah, it adds aggression. Like, I hate using periods. I use exclamation points for everything because I don't want to come out, like, I don't want to come off as, like, rude. So I use them, like, overly, though.
Yeah. Not to make this into a serious thing, but I would be interested to see, like, how guys would answer this versus how girls would. Because I feel like as women, you're always taught, like, you have to be nice. Like, everyone has to think that you're nice. Everyone has to think you're so sweet. And so I feel like it's, like, definitely, like, probably more of something that women do.
No, that's very true, because I feel like guys just don't use punctuation at all when they write anything.
But I agree with this. I think that putting periods at the end of text messages or anything is really aggressive. Mm-hmm. So I don't actually even use periods. I just use dashes in between my sentences. So I just, like, broke all the rules, but because I feel like if I put periods at the end of my sentence, people are going to think I'm mad at them.
Yeah. If I'm writing, like, more than one sentence, I'll put, like, one exclamation point first one, two exclamation points for the second sentence, and it just, like, goes on. And then I'll use maybe, like, one period in between just so people don't think, like, I'm overly excited. Yeah. But I don't know. My friends have told me that I use, like, too many exclamation points.
Yeah, no, I agree with this unpopular opinion. I do think that it's aggressive, or it comes across that way.
Okay, guys, so the second unpopular opinion is making the bed is a pointless chore and it's a waste of time. I disagree with this one, okay? Like, you need to make your bed when you get up in the morning or, like, sometime in the day before you sleep, because I feel like that's just gross. Like, you know, when you're sleeping, you shed dead skin. Like, I just want to let you guys all know. So, please make your bed, and you also have to, like, you know, what is it called?
Like, she's, like, trying to show that when you pick up your blanket and you,
yeah,
like,
you have
wave
to pick
it.
Up your blanket and wave it so you can get rid of all of that. I don't know, like, if this is, like, what we're supposed to do in Islam or if it's just, like, something my mom told me. But, like, when you do that, you have to say Bismillah three times and then...
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, I feel like people who say that not making the bed or making the bed is pointless, that's like saying that you shouldn't shower because you're just going to get dirty again. It's,
yeah,
like,
exactly.
Well, that's the point, is it's, like, regular upkeep to make sure that you're clean. And also, it honestly does make such a difference in your day if your bed is made. Like, I don't know, I really like when my bed is made. And I make my bed, and even if I didn't have time to make my bed that morning and I'm cleaning my room before I go to sleep, which I always do, I will make my bed even if I'm about to sleep in it literally 5 minutes later, because it just makes me feel better.
Yeah. So it's just, like, cleaner, you know.
Yeah,
and it's, like, fresh and stuff like that. So please make your bed.
Yeah, I disagree with that.
Yeah, me too.
Okay, the next one is, what is Aib for a girl should be Aib for a guy. And Aib means, like, unacceptable in Arabic.
Yeah, and you know what? In our culture, it could be Aib for a girl all day long, but it won't be Aib for a guy. Like, right when the guy does the same exact thing a girl does, he's just, like, maybe even praised for what he just did.
Yeah, I definitely think that, you know, I just think that there shouldn't be, like, distinction between what's unacceptable for guys and girls, because if something is unacceptable, it should just be unacceptable for everyone.
Yeah.
Like, there shouldn't be, like, oh, there's a different curfew. Like, when people live with their parents or whatever and they're younger and they have curfews, like, it's not, if you're Arab, you know, until you're, like, 25.
Until you're married.
Yeah. There shouldn't be, like, a different curfew for a guy versus a girl, because it's, like, if your reasoning is really that people shouldn't be out late because it's unsafe, then it's unsafe for a guy and a girl. Like, the world is equally unsafe for both. And, like, yes, I think girls can be, like, unfortunately, like, targeted more and stuff. But if, like, really you're not, like, a sexist parent, then the curfew should be the same for both mm-hmm. your son and your daughter. So we obviously both agree, and we've, like, talked about this in other episodes, but, like, obviously what is unacceptable for girls should be unacceptable for guys. No questions asked, no ifs, ands, ors, or buts.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, so the next unpopular opinion is that Muslims have a siege mentality, which means that a lot of Muslims are very defensive or paranoid. Like, they have a defensive or paranoid attitude. And that's, like, based on the belief, like, that other people are hostile towards them because they're Muslim. And I feel like that also kind of goes along with that Muslims kind of have, like, a victim mentality. Like, whatever happens, they always feel like they're the victim, or it happened to them because of, like, Islamophobia, which I feel like I do agree that some Muslims do have a siege mentality, because we like to keep ourselves in, like, this bubble that everything bad happens to us because, like, we're Muslims in America, but
I don't know. Me and Rand were talking about whether we should include this one or not, but I felt like it's kind of, like, interesting, and I would also be interested to hear if anyone else has opinions on this, but I think that it can be true sometimes. Mm-hmm. I think it depends on the context, and it depends on the person, and it depends on who's saying it.
Yeah.
Like, when it's someone outside of the Muslim community saying that about Muslims, they're just gaslighting. Like, that's just plain gaslighting. Yeah. Someone that's obviously not right, because they haven't even lived our experience, and obviously there's, like, Islamophobia and a lot of horrible things that happen to Muslims. But I do think that some people, like, take it too far, and they, like, say that things happen to them because they're Muslim. Like, you know, for example, if someone, like, applies for a job or something and doesn't get it, and they're, like, clearly not qualified and they weren't a good candidate, and they're like, oh, well, the person's probably just, like, racist and, like, they hate Muslims or something.
Yeah. And you know, like, what?
Okay, well, you could have also been not qualified.
Yeah,
so.
Like, we can't just keep blaming things on that, because, like, we're going to keep ourselves, like, in a bubble. But also, like, my cousin, he's kind of weird, but when he was in school, he got, like, suspended or something because he got in a huge fight with this kid. And then when we asked him why, he was like, because I'm Muslim, so they were racist towards me. I was like, first of all, he doesn't even say that he's Muslim in school. So that just takes that whole thing out. Second of all, he doesn't even look Muslim. Third of all, like, it wasn't even anything that had to do with Islam. And I was like, you can't just, like, be like, oh, because they're just Islamophobic towards me. Obviously, that does happen. But, like, in his case, it didn't happen. And it made me mad because he doesn't even appear to look like Muslim, you know? But then, like, you know, if you're, like, a girl or whatever, and, like, you obviously look Muslim, you're not...
As in, like, you wear the hijab.
Yeah. Like, you wear the hijab and stuff like that. It kind of, like... I don't know. It just bothered me. I was like, what the hell?
Yeah. I also think that men are more likely to have a siege mentality than women, especially because, again, Muslim men can't wear the hijab. So it's a lot more obvious that a woman is Muslim if she wears the hijab. But for men, like, you know, there was once this sheikh, I don't remember who it was, but he said it, like, really well. And he was like, Muslim men are, like, undercover Muslims, you know? Like, yeah. No one knows you're Muslim. You could go your whole life, and no one around you would have to know that you're Muslim. Not even that they're trying to hide it. It's just that, like, it might never come up. Yeah. Or, like, people just might not guess it or whatever. So I would think that men would be more likely to have a siege mentality and, like, try and attribute, like, things in their life that didn't go right to the fact that someone hates Muslims, when in reality it's just them.
Yep, exactly. So we would love to hear what you guys think about this
one. Yeah, this one is kind of like, I feel like there's so many different scenarios. So if anyone has any opinions, let us know.
Yeah. Okay, guys, this one is, like, the most serious one. I just need you guys all to listen up, okay? So, unpopular opinion. Sleeping with socks on is lovely. I read that and I was like, no, 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 it's not. Guys, sleeping with socks suffocates your feet. How can you breathe and sleep and stay alive during your sleep if your feet are suffocated? Like, how? How?
Guys, me and Ren, we had a whole argument about this before we recorded this episode, when we were, like, reading through this list. I think that sleeping with socks on is amazing. I do it every day. And I think it's a form of protection, because guys, in any horror movie, when someone comes to kidnap the person while they're sleeping, what do? They don't come up next to your head. They put their hands under the blanket, like, where your legs are, and they drag you out. So if you're wearing socks, it's, like, protection. I don't even know, guys. Okay.
She doesn't know. Because it's not a valid point.
No, it is a valid point, okay? If you don't sleep with socks on, you're crazy, and you wake up in the morning and you just have two blocks of ice attached to your legs. Maybe I just don't have blood flow to my extremities, but my hands and feet are always freezing. So I wear socks, like, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Okay, so I was trying to wear socks the other day because it was really cold, and I woke up in the middle of the night and I couldn't breathe. So I took off my socks.
And do you know you breathe from your nose and your mouth, right?
My feet have to do something with my breathing. Okay, like I really can't breathe with socks on. The end of the story, socks suck. But then when I wake up, like obviously I put socks on, but when you're sleeping, you can't.
We have to ask this like in a poll and see what people think, because we are...
Hashtag team no socks.
Team socks, everyone. Okay, so the next unpopular opinion is that Harry Potter is weird.
I definitely think it's weird, and I don't understand the hype dealing with Harry Potter, and I watched, like, 3 minutes of a movie, and I fell asleep. Like, honestly, it sucks. And also, like, it doesn't make any sense. Like, it's never gonna happen in real life. Like,
that's
I don't...
That's the point.
No, I don't like stuff like that.
Okay, I actually really like Harry Potter, and it was, like, something I read and watched religiously when I was younger, and I think it's weird, but I like it. Mm-hmm. Like, it's something, I think, first of all, it builds character when you're younger, because, you know, you have, like, 9-year-olds sitting there reading a 700-page book in 2 days.
See, that also bothers me about that
book. And
that's
book. Better
so
than,
long.
That's better than any educational system, in my opinion. I'm serious. Like, okay, that's way better than any educational system. And, like, yeah, it's never going to happen in real life, but that's the point, is that it's a fantasy series about magic and stuff that's never going to happen in real life, but there are also a lot of really, like, valuable lessons if you read all the way until the end and you don't just watch the movies, everyone, at end.
I didn't even watch the movies.
If you read all the books and make it to the end, there's actually, like, a lot of, like, really wholesome things. So I think it's a really good series. And also people out here whose names start with R, end in D, and rhyme with Brund, think that Turkish soap operas are gonna come true and that their life could be like a Turkish soap opera.
Guys, I used to think that, but then yesterday I came to the reality that you're never gonna find someone to love you as much as the guy in the Turkish series loves the girl, okay?
See, okay, so people will sit here and make fun of Harry Potter, but at least everyone who reads Harry Potter is well aware that it's fake. They're not trying to sell you something and be like, this is obviously real, whereas Turkish soap operas try and make you believe that it's real, but it's obviously not.
Basically, what we've decided for this unpopular opinion is that everyone just is going to have their own opinion, and that unlike other people, we're still going to be civil. So, okay, so the next unpopular opinion is that the only people keeping the Muslim Ummah from uniting is the Muslim Ummah themselves. And I strongly agree with this. There's a lot of things that are wrong with the Muslim Ummah, and obviously, like, we probably contribute to it, but, like, just let me tell you what I think. So, first of all, in bigger cities, we have multiple masjids that divide, like, the different races. So there's a masjid for people that are from the Asian countries, and then there's one for, like, the Arabs, and then there's one for, like, the Turkish people, Kurdish, all that stuff. So that, first of all, needs to go, because where in Islam are we taught that we need to have different masjids for our races, first of all? Second of all, then we have the whole, like, fight on social media and all that about Shia versus Sunni, and people that are Shia don't understand Sunnis, and the people that are Sunnis don't understand Shias, but then we have, like, these huge opinions about it. And then third of all, I can't remember what my third of all, but I had it.
Yeah, and then I think we also have so many other problems, like, within our own masjids, we have, like, such intense and ridiculous, like, political games, mm-hmm. and, like, gender discrimination and leadership roles in Muslim communities.
Oh, yeah.
Like, all things that are obviously un-Islamic. Like, every single thing we just mentioned is obviously just flaws in human beings and is not Islamic at all. So, yeah, I do agree with that. I think we are the one thing that's keeping us from uniting. And
I remembered my other point. Oh. So we also discriminate against people who just converted to Islam. Like, you should be happy for someone that they converted to Islam and chose the religion that you're in, and, like, support them. But I feel like a lot of times we support them the first couple of months, and then, like, we just are like, oh my God, like, why are they here? Blah, 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 you know?
Yeah, I just think that, like, seeing Muslims, like, argue on social media and, like, in real life and stuff
is disgusting.
Yeah, and I think it relates to our other unpopular opinion, which is that Muslims have a siege mentality. Like, I think this applies because sometimes we're talking so much about how the outside world is impacting, you know, our lives as Muslims because of Islamophobia and discrimination and stuff like that. And yes, of course, all of those things exist, but I think it makes us ignore the fact that we have a lot of problems that we cause for ourselves. Mm-hmm. And until we can fix those problems, then I don't think we can effectively, like, work on making our communities better, because if we were all like more united and more cohesive and we didn't like discriminate against one another for everything ranging from your cultural background, mm-hmm. your income, your job, yeah. your degree, your gender, your race, your level of religiosity, like if we didn't discriminate against everyone for every tiny thing they did, then we would be able to work together and like be better united to like actually fight against things like Islamophobia exactly. and like discrimination mm-hmm. and racism and like actual issues that need to be addressed.
Yeah.
So I think that this is very closely tied to the idea that Muslims have a siege mentality. And again, we're not saying everyone, and this is obviously us, you know, giving a reminder to ourselves that we have flaws mm-hmm. and we do things that are wrong like all the time as humans. We're flawed, and this is a reminder to ourselves, but we're just kind of speaking generally
of like what we see.
Yeah.
Okay, guys, like, this one is the most serious one, okay? So, unpopular opinion. People who drink milk are psychopaths. I definitely agree with this one. I don't know how you can pick up a glass of milk and just drink it. Like, my friend, she drinks milk all the time, and I'm just like, how? And she loves milk, you know? And it's just, like, milk by itself, so gross. The other day, my dad made me breakfast. Like, he's such a sweetheart. But then he brought me a glass of milk, and I was like, oh, I'm not drinking that. That's so gross. And Ramon was telling me, like, if you think about it, we're the only animals, or, like, mammals, right?
Yeah.
Maybe we're reptiles. I don't know. You know what? Some human beings are reptiles.
Some people are, but snakes. No.
Okay. Oh, yeah. So, basically, we're the only mammals that still drink milk after being babies, you know? So, it's just weird. And milk is gross. And ew.
Yeah, I think that this is maybe, like, weird to be saying on a podcast, but, I mean, I was recently told by my doctor that I have, like, mild lactose intolerance, so milk just does not make me feel good. Like, dairy products don't make me feel good, so I'm gonna have to say yes, I agree. I think people who drink milk are kind of crazy.
Yeah, especially, like, just without cookies or anything. Like, that's
yeah,
just
weird. I know. If you wake up every day and you drink a glass of milk and you're not drinking anything else with it... I'm so sorry. Like, I don't know what's wrong with you. We don't mean to... I'm not trying to be rude,
yeah, not to be rude or anything, but, like, that's just weird. So, if you, like, drink milk and stuff like that...
you're a grown adult.
Yeah, but, like, if you have, like, a valid reason, please let us know. Also, like, not only milk, but also, like, iodine or whatever. That's also gross.
No, that's actually good.
Oh, no.
You know, guys? Okay, here's a tip. Ramadan is coming in, like, whatever, less than 2 months.
Beautiful.
If you drink, I don't know what it's called in other languages, but
it's Hayran because it's the brand.
Oh, okay, yeah, the brand is Hayran, or there's another brand called Laban Rayab, and it's basically like, what is it, like yogurt milk?
Yeah, basically it's like molded milk.
No, it's not.
Okay, yeah, it tastes like, salty.
It's like I don't even know. We'll find out maybe and let you guys know.
Aged milk.
I don't even know. It's like a yogurt drink, basically. Anyway, if you drink it during Ramadan, I promise you won't feel like thirsty during the day. Like, just drink it at night or whatever, whenever you eat before you go to sleep. So
honestly, it's really milk good. Makes me nauseous, bro.
It's a yogurt drink, it's not milk.
Okay, whatever,
but it's really good.
Yeah, so that's our opinion about people who drink milk. So now we're gonna wrap it all up with the last one.
Okay, so the last unpopular opinion for today that we're going to talk about is it's always better to take the high road.
So when I first saw this one, I was like, no, okay? But then I thought about, like, personal things that have happened to me, and honestly, it is much better to take the high road because I don't have time to argue with your nonsense, because obviously you created this huge issue and included me in it for a reason because you're crazy, so I'm not going to sit here and, like, waste more of my time trying to argue with you and show you my point of view when you're never going to get my point of view. And I recently learned that if someone is so stubborn with their nonsense, you can't waste your time on them, because honestly, life is short and I can't be wasting my energy on you.
Yeah, I feel like taking the high road is always framed as like
you're weak,
or like you should do it for like some arbitrary reason. But if you think about it, taking the high road is just like a form of self-care.
Mm-hmm.
For I think situations that maybe I've been in, but it might be different for other people. But like, if you take the high road, you're actively choosing to not give your time and your energy to something that is like draining or something that is like mentally or emotionally exhausting. And I know I feel like in the moment it's so hard to take the high road.
Yeah.
Like, all you want to do is just like talk
fight
back
someone, you know?
Or yeah, or like fight back or whatever, or just say like no, like you're wrong or whatever. And in the moment it's so hard, but afterwards I have never ever like felt bad or felt like, oh, I'm upset that I took the high road out, or that like I'm upset that I didn't like get down to this person's level and argue with them. So I feel like in the moment, although it may be hard afterwards, you always feel better. And saying less is always better too. Yeah. That's something I feel like I've learned, is like, you can always say more later whenever you want, mm-hmm. but whenever you say less, I feel like you'll never really regret saying yeah. less. When it comes to, I feel like, smaller social situations, not mm-hmm. in terms of like, I don't know, something like an injustice in the world, that's different, but I'm talking about like smaller social situations, like you'll always feel better coming out when you said less, because there's just like less negativity and less bad things that can be used against you.
That's true. You know, I had this like really like horrible situation happen to me, and let me tell you, I said less because I was so shocked I couldn't say anything, but then I was mad about it afterwards. But honestly, like after like a couple of weeks went by, because I kept thinking like, Rand, you are a radio, you talk all the time, you never shut up, but when you just got like humiliated, you didn't say a single word, you know? So I was mad about it. But then after everything like happened, like at the end of the day, like it just all worked out. Like I didn't say anything, no one could use anything against me. Like I was still respectful, you know, I didn't like mm-hmm. do what I was thinking in my brain. So at the end of the day, like it was beneficial, but just like during that moment, like the weeks after, I was like so mad at myself, because I was like, I didn't say anything. And like even my family, they were like, you would never shut up. And like when something like this happens to you, you just like sit there and say absolutely nothing, you know?
Yeah. And I feel like also the fact that taking the high road is hard is the reason that it's something that is like recommended in Islam, and that we see in the examples of like the prophets and stuff. You know, like obviously Sayyidina Muhammad, like sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and like all the other prophets, like they went through like trials that were like mm-hmm. way harder than like what we will ever go through. Yeah. But like they always took the high road out. And I feel like, can you just imagine like reading like the seerah of the prophet and like reading that he like got down on the level of some horrible person and like started arguing with them? Like your level of respect just wouldn't be the same, and he yeah. wouldn't be a prophet, and he wouldn't be like the best human being to ever walk the earth. So I feel like as hard as it is sometimes, I feel like that's one thing I think about, is like, I'm like, okay, if this is something that like the prophets did or whatever, and then like we have that same expectation, like looking back at their life, you have so much more respect for them because they took that high road.
Yeah, that's so true. You know? But honestly, like, you know, I didn't think I would be like so angry about these unpopular opinions, but some of them like really got really to riled me up. Yeah, like you could see like the voice things, and Iwana's like so soft-spoken, and I'm over here about to fight someone.
But yeah, we hope you guys enjoyed this episode. We hope it was more lighthearted than some of the more serious things we've been talking about. And if anyone has strong opinions, please let us know, because we want to hear what other people think too, because sometimes, you know, it's just us two talking to each other, and we want to know what you guys think too. But other than that, remember to follow us on Instagram and Facebook at Real Talk Real Muslims, where you can also send us a message letting us know your thoughts and opinions about any of these unpopular ideas, and let us know what you think. And you can also share and discuss this episode with your friends, maybe go through these with your friends or your family, and give us any feedback about this episode by leaving us a review on Apple Podcasts, DMing us on social media, or emailing us at realtalkrealmuslims@gmail.com.
That's Real Talk Real Muslims for you.
Bye.